What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, if there's one thing that we all know, is that female fuckery is worldwide, especially with the spread of social media. Women all around the world have seemingly lost their mind. Not all, but enough. However, one thing that they did not count on was the hockey mask going global as well. Yes, ladies, no matter what part of the world you're in, no matter how much female fuckery you've been allowed to get away with, there's always going to be some men who, once you push him beyond his limit, he's going to put that mask on. You become the bane of his life. He decides to cut you out of his life. Literally, like this guy did. Now, this article was published on the 27th of December. Chhattisgarh man terminates wife for refusing to serve him dinner. Arrested. Oh yes, gentlemen, we're going to our favorite place, Maskistan. Oh, no matter how cucked the image of the Indian man is, especially in the West, the Indian man, they take care of business and they go about it in very brutal fashion. Chhattisgarh police arrested a man for allegedly terminating his wife with an axe after she refused to serve him dinner. Boy, talk about having an axe to grind with someone. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Yogendra Shriavis, 38, a compounder in a private clinic in Korba, had returned from work and was reading a book before he asked his wife to serve him dinner. Manjita Shriavis, 32, refused to serve the accused dinner, following which an argument broke out between the couple. See, that right there is the prime example of Western feminism infecting non-Western countries. Now, this woman had no problem with this man going to work and providing and protecting her. However, she decides, you know what? I'm not going to fulfill my role as a wife. But guess what? She's not the only woman who's going to end up meeting this fate, especially in the future. In a fit of rage, Yogendra incessantly attacked his wife with an axe. Later, their children heard their mother scream, ran to the spot, and found her lying in a pool of blood. The children informed the neighbors about the deletion of their mother. However, Yogendra himself informed the police about the occurrence. Police reached the spot and arrested the accused. According to the police, the couple frequently fought over small issues, and the accused had a severe problem with the argumentative nature of his wife. Well, well, well. Remember, gents, there's an old Bible proverb that says it's better to dwell in a forest than to be in a house with an angry and contentious woman. However, that is a Christian proverb. A lot of Indian guys aren't really Christian like that. Anyway, ladies, I know you're not going to take heed, but I still have to say, take heed. More and more men are getting fed up with your nature. They're not going to let it go. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, the acts of anger, gotta give that one a 10 also. Psychological impact, I gotta give this one a 15 because the children had to see their mother terminated. And for the brutality factor, you know I'm going with a 10 on this one. So Yogendra the Barbarian gets a score of 45. Ladies, and of course I use that term extremely loosely, but ladies, when are you going to finally learn? Nope. Scratch that. That is a rhetorical question at best. You're not going to learn. Why? Because too many women have been infected with Western women thought processes, like I said earlier, via social media. Too many women around this world believe that they can just talk shit to men. They can get up in men's faces, not knowing and not understanding that it's only because that man chooses to restrain himself that they're still sucking air, that they're still walking this earth. However, like I always say, once you push a man beyond his limit, once you finally push that man to his breaking point, what he does afterwards, guess what? At that point, in my humble opinion, you're no longer going to be a victim. Why? Because you became the architect of your own demise by making yourself the bane of his existence. So yeah, believe you me, ladies, more and more men are no longer going to care about the consequences of their actions. Therefore, they will do what? They will act. This guy, he decided, you know what? There's no point in me running. I'm just going to tell the police. Yep, I did it. Yep, I did it. So guess what? I'm going to go in the cage. She's going to go in the funeral pyre. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world. I keep saying this, but you won't listen. But the power, social, political, electrical, the power of the police, everything that you use to give yourself what you believe is an invisible force field to keep your man off of you, will go out. Feminism and that belief that you thoroughly have men under control will go out right along with it. Because believe you me, more and more men, all they need is that perfect set of circumstances to where they're just going to go ahead, take matters into their own hands, take you out, and then say, yep, I can finally live the rest of my life in peace. Even though I'm going to be in the cage, at least I don't have to deal with you anymore. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.